Now, turning to today's theme of how to see and plan from the vantage of the whole. So what does it mean to see and plan from the vantage of the whole? We cannot plan by looking at fragments. If the social construct we want to deconstruct is a rotating sphere in constant motion, and if our deconstruction theory is based on an extracted slice with no thought given to the motive force behind the sphere, it's worse than worthless. It is itself a con. In a previous show, D-Way, we said that there are some key cons that are holding us back, and that the two most important ones are that violence is inherent in our nature and labor is our inevitable lot, and that these two key cons are critical for keeping us herded. But it's important to see their circularity, to see them in relationship, that they are but two sides of power's single coin of control, and that the manual mental divide, which is the operational name of hierarchy, Plato's dictum, no one should ever be without a leader, plugged into the citizen barbarian division, is the force that turns it. Achieve is the leash and the whip to urge us on, to prove we are worthy, deserve to stand among the wise, the cultured, and show our backs to the savage, quote unquote. No one wants to end up on the bottom, to be excluded from the tribe of science, the smart ones. And that pressure impels us through the hoops and onward on the treadmill to the grave. You could look at this as a double-sided despair, the opposite of the joy that was our inheritance and our endowment when we had good fellowship, mutual aid, and reverence for the earth to guide us. So the cons only work when they've destroyed our allegiances to the earth and to each other. But this means to life itself, a frozen seed in a field lying fallow. But being life will live if given water and food, and our allegiances can be restored again. So seeing all these things is what I mean by seeing from the vantage of the whole, which is our goal, to break the hold of power. Last week, D-Way, we said in talking about accurate analysis leading our actions that accurate means from the vantage of the whole, and that to move on as a species, we have to trust our brothers and sisters. We have been actively kept apart, atomized, so this is hard to do. When I listened this week to the impassioned voices speaking out about the rape of the earth, including us, by the oil and gas extraction companies, the words of a journeyman I worked with came to mind. His response to a similar protest back then was to encourage me to reason it out. But if that rape, and this is my paraphrase, if that rape is stopped here, won't it just relocate the rape to other lands with even fewer regulations, protections for people, and scrutiny of what they're doing? Unquote. I acknowledge the truth of this. Power is indeed global. Well then, he asked, why are their lives and bits of earth of less worth than ours here? His words rang true. I wonder what analysis environmentalists do that leads them to conclude that stopping the Keystone XL pipeline will end the raping of our planet, if that is the goal. Or will it but shift the scene to other countries, or to one our children yet to be will be stuck with? What is your goal? If it's to end the rape of the earth, can it be done incrementally, nation state by nation state? Or will that strategy but shift the burden of devastation to places where the people have fewer means to speak? What is your goal? Because the raping will not end while power lives. We have to start planning from the vantage of the whole. An accurate analysis lights from the vantage of the whole. Only then will those standing in the shadows be known, if not by name, then by intent, by the results of an active malevolence. We have to stop leaping cut to cut and defang the vampire that's behind the carnage. And when we shine the light from the vantage of the whole, it stands exposed and dissolves, melts into that hole where it belongs, no longer able to cause harm. And from the vantage of the whole, authentic thought can be known. We are measuring ourselves and our brothers and sisters by a false line, one given by a foreshortened vision and an active malevolence. But we can reclaim our eyes. Our minds are there to grow. Once we start these conversations, we've been told to defer to the experts, but it's guys in the trades who are the problem solvers. That's one big reason why I trust the oversight of our lives to us. That's why I know we can and must, as a species, move on. The very people that power most dismisses are the ones who can clean up all its messes.